Good afternoon, this is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I've written two books dealing with weight. First was called You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. And the second is an ebook. It's called How to Weigh Less Permanently. No diets, no exercise required, really. So let's go over where we are today. You are unhappy about what you weigh. You may be 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, maybe fat. Everybody tells you it's no good for you. So what you come down to is that putting all that food in your mouth has not made you happy. To the contrary, it has made you unhappy and has jeopardized your health or your ability to do things. You don't like what you weigh, yet you continue to put food in your mouth. As we've explained before over and over, that's because you feel an emotional need to put food in your mouth. You like weighing less, you hate what you weigh now, but there you are, still putting food in your mouth to stay at the weight that you say you hate. Now, isn't that just crazy? So people say, John, what's the answer? And I will tell them very simply as I tell you that you have to eliminate the emotional need you feel to put food in your mouth to make you feel better or to stop you feeling bad. But you say, look, I love chocolate. I need to have X amount of chocolate or pizza or fried chicken or whatever it is. I need that food in my mouth. And that's because your emotional perspective today is based on needing certain kinds of foods or certain amount of foods to put in your mouth to stop you from feeling bad or to make you feel better. So we have to change that. And it's really simple. It's just nothing you've been through before. I do not have a diet for you. I do not have an exercise plan. What I do have for you is a path to freedom, absolute freedom from food, and to enable you to weigh anything you want, really. And it's keep in mind this, it's all free. In our next post, we'll talk about disrupting the entire diet industry. There shouldn't even be such a thing. But anyway, how do you do this? And the reason you have to do this is you have to feel what it is that is causing you to do this. Once you do that, and you do that over and over, you will see that your emotional perspective changes. Let me tell you, and you already know this, but you never thought about it, you can never satisfy an emotional need with food. Your food is just in your mouth for a matter of seconds, maybe what, a minute, 2 minutes, and made you fat. So food is not the answer. The answer is to feel what it is that food does for you. Your emotional perspective is when you're in a tough situation, you go get food. Now, imagine this. What if you didn't care about the chocolate or the cake or pizza or whatever it is, or you didn't need it in the same amount as you feel you do now? Keep in mind, when you say you have a big appetite, you don't mean you want all that food in your system. All you're saying is, I want a lot of food in my mouth. Why would you do that? It makes you unhappy. It has made you overweight or fat. So in order to deal with the emotional issue, we have to go through what I call reverse emotional engineering. Don't worry. Big words, it's all free. So how do you do this? Because the first thing you have to do is to recognize and feel what it is. Let's give you an example. It's after dinner. You're watching television. You instinctively reach for something to put in your mouth. Tell you what, don't do it. This is not a diet. I'm not persuading you to eat less. I want you to feel what it is the food does for you and why you think you need it. Okay, so next time you're watching television, tell yourself, I'm not going to put anything in my mouth for 2 hours. Think you'd go crazy? Try it. And the point is not to persuade you to eat less. It's to feel what happens when you don't get the food in your mouth. It's not a habit. It's something you feel you have to do. It's not a habit or snacking or anything like that. So we're going to change all that. You're going to change it. And all you have to do is continue to experience the feeling. We are going to reverse or cancel or divorce the emotional need you feel to put food in your mouth. Because once that's gone, you won't need food except for nourishment. Isn't that amazing? You won't care if you don't get that chocolate or 5 helpings of food or whatever it is that's keeping you overweight or fat. So we are going to change your emotional perspective so that you no longer need all the food that you thought you had to put in your mouth. But the only way to do this, there's not by no restrictive diet, is to feel emotionally what the food does for you. So next time you're watching television, no food. Start with an hour. See how it feels. And then, or 2 hours. And then put the food in your mouth and say, oh my gosh, that feels so good. Oh God, how did I live without it? Then you will begin to see why you've been doing this. And next time, if you do this enough and it's not difficult, you will say, you know, I don't really need that food. I didn't really have to do this. It'll be like a light shining. Oh my gosh, I've wasted all this time. I put food in my mouth when I didn't need it for nourishment and made myself fat. I thought it made me feel better. It didn't. Oh yeah, for a few seconds or a minute or two, the food's in your mouth. It might have felt good, but you don't need it. And when you go over and over the exercise of understanding what it feels like not to put the food in your mouth and feeling the emotional impact that it has, you will be on the path to solving it. Now, this is something you have to do all the time. It's not a test. Again, you're not persuading you to eat less. Understand the feeling you get, because we're going to make that need for that feeling disappear. And the way to do it, the only way to do it, is continue to do deprivation, what I call deprivation, emotional deprivation, for a very short period of time. Then eat the food and see what it's like. It'll be simple. This is John Thomas. Stay with me. I promise you will be enabled to stop putting all that food in your mouth. And once you eliminate the need to do it, literally, you can weigh anything you want to weigh. Listen for my next podcast about disrupting the whole weight control industry. It's a joke. Goodbye.